First, absentee voting is expected to be used by a record number of Americans in the November election. But recent changes at the U.S. Postal Service being made by new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy have mail carriers and lawmakers worried that mail-in ballots could be delayed. DeJoy was appointed by the Postal Service's Board of Governors in May and last month put in place several cost-cutting measures. The House Oversight Committee has asked him to appear at a hearing on September 17th to explain those changes and how they could affect the upcoming elections. Michelle Lee is a reporter with the Washington Post National Political Enterprise and Accountability Team. Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the background of this new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy?
Yes. Louis DeJoy is a longtime Republican donor and a fundraiser. In fact, he was the lead fundraiser for President Trump's reelection, the host convention by the Republican Party, which will happen in the next couple of weeks. And so he is a very well-known figure in Republican donor circles and fundraising circles. And he is also a logistics executive who built his career in North Carolina. He donated more than $2 million to the Republican political committees in just the past 4 years. So he comes with a pretty heavy political tie to the president, as well as the Republican Party. And then he was tapped as the next Postmaster General just in May.
What are some of the cost-saving measures he's put in place since he took over this job?
Well, first, it's important to remember that the Postal Service has been mired in debt for a long time. They have been quite financially unstable for about a decade or so. So when Louis DeJoy took office, you know, a lot of people looked to him to enact some changes that would be financially beneficial to the Postal Service. Essentially, what the Postal Service says they're doing is making changes so that it would be a lot more efficient. Eventually, the agency would run in a more financially stable manner. And some of the changes that they've put into place is limiting the pickup time for mail carriers to be able to actually pick up the mail that they would deliver so that they don't linger for too long. They're shutting down mail sorting machines in some places earlier than usual, presumably to save costs. But that's actually leading to workers sorting by hand more, which is taking longer. And the Postal Service is no longer paying overtime. And that's important because there's a big tradition among postal delivery folks who work overnight, like in the nights, over holidays, over weekends, through rain, through snow, to make sure that mail is delivered on time, but they no longer can work those hours.
Are mail consumers, the people around the country, seeing a difference in mail delivery times because of these changes?
Well, we have gotten quite a few voters all over the country who have been telling us that they have not gotten their ballots on time for the most recent elections just this past week. We have residents from many states saying that they actually have a system. They're signed up for a subscription service through the mail service where they get a daily update on their mail, but they're actually noticing that the daily updates are not coming daily anymore. And the postal workers themselves are telling us that they are experiencing days-long delays in being able to deliver the mail because of these changes that have been taken place. And they're also worried that the changes are just getting worse and longer because they can't work overtime to catch up to the backlog.
Talking to Michelle Lee, reporter with the Washington Post, about some changes at the U.S. Postal Service and concerns about delivering things like ballots in an election where people are expected to use a lot of mail-in ballots. And let's turn to that now, Michelle. The expectation, if I understand it correctly, is because of COVID-19 and some changes in state laws around the country, a lot of people will be mailing in their ballots this year. Is that right?
Yes, certainly. We have seen, certainly already, voters during the primaries choose to vote absentee because they're worried about showing up at the polls. I mean, they don't want to get themselves sick. They don't want to get others sick. And they're trying to avoid polling places. And many states are expanding the criteria for people to be able to vote from home by mail. So they're trying to make it easier for voters to use a mail service to cast their ballots. However, the anticipation of the growing use of vote by mail has also become politically sensitive because President Trump has been attacking the integrity of the vote by mail system as well. So the vote by mail system is expected to be used a lot more this coming fall, but it's also already being criticized by the president.
Let's bring on a caller. Lisa is with us in Janesville. Lisa, hi.
Hi. I don't know if this was mentioned while I was on the phone with your screener, but I did want to make sure people are aware that the debt that the post office is under is driven by the 2006 mandate that they pre-fund their retirement 50 years into the future. And without that, they would be in a much better financial shape, if not breaking even or making a slight profit. And in regards to the voting, I am hoping people will contact their representatives and ask that any COVID-19 funding include the post office being funded through January of 2021.
Lisa, thanks for the call. And that's an important point. There's that unique prepaid pension requirement that Congress gave to the U.S. Postal Service. I want to get into Lisa's point, though, about possible congressional help for the post office to get it through the elections. Is there any kind of talk out there, Michelle, of saying, OK, maybe we don't fix the long term problems at USPS, but how do we make sure it works with mail-in voting?
Right. There's currently negotiations over the amount of federal funding that should go to the Postal Service to, you know, essentially bail them out and give them some sort of a cushion into the next year. For now, the Postal Service says they have enough stability to last into the next winter and spring. But that's really not a long term guarantee of their stability at all. Right now, the Treasury Department is negotiating with the Postal Service to provide a $10 billion emergency loan and trying to kind of figure out what the terms of those loans are moving forward. So there is some emergency and short-term funding, but it's certainly not a long-term solution.
Now, we've seen, thanks for that call. We've seen, Michelle, in some cases, Democrats accusing the president of, in effect, meddling with the Postal Service because of the likely surge in absentee balloting. They say, okay, we've got these changes and cuts. Well, we've got a president who's been criticizing absentee and mail-in ballots, except for in Florida. What has been the response from the White House and from the Postal Service to those kinds of accusations?
The president has been going after the Postal Service for some time now. You know, he has called it, quote unquote, a joke and has been demanding that it raise rates that it charges companies like Amazon. And Senate Democrats right now are trying to call Louis DeJoy into a hearing and trying to get some answers out of him about what type of political meddling there may be or some sort of politically motivated actions that the Postmaster General may be taking. However, the Postal Service says that the Postmaster General answers to a bipartisan board of governors. He does not answer to the president, that the actions that the agency is taking are simply driven by the desire to make the Postal Service more efficient and effective. And President Trump and the White House, you know, they say that they are just committed to making sure that elections are done safely and securely and that they care about the integrity of the election.
Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Michelle Lee is a reporter with the Washington Post National Political Enterprise and Accountability Team. She talked to us today about changes happening under new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, what it could mean for voting by mail in the November election.